Happy Thursday, everybody. It is Thursday in the great sunny Pacific Northwest. I got so depressed yesterday because our ceiling was down to about 6 inches from the ground. And I got to tell you, that does not make for a personal positive attitude. Anyhow, very definitely have one today. Ed, I'm back with you right now talking about chapter 2 in the book about Maimonides, specifically talking about The Secret Life by our Rabbi Jeffrey Katz. Rabbi Katz will be on the show tomorrow, but he's not going to be talking necessarily about the secret life. He's going to be talking about the deficit situation. Should be a good one. Okay, I'm going to start out here. I've finished chapter 2 of the book. Here's my impression of it. Chapter 2 is entitled The Secret of Justice. Now, what Maimonides says is, quote, "It's better to acquit 1,000 guilty persons than to put a single innocent one to death." I guess I would have to agree with that. Anyway, the first thing that I want to bring out of this chapter, and by the way, I go into an area here, thanks to Maimonides, that's quite a bit different from the social justice theories of the Democrats right now. Okay, Charles Dickens wrote, "Charity begins at home and justice begins next door." In other words, while charity can be a private personal experience, justice necessarily involves others. So true. Seeking justice, Rabbi Katz goes on and says, is an exercise in consistently looking out for your neighbors with an eye to the greater wood. Good, not wood. What's greater wood? Then he goes into mercy. Justice is completely reliant on the idea of mercy, not simply forgiveness. Mercy is kindness, compassion, and empathy. Maimonides argued that it is not possible to achieve true justice until all the avenues of mercy have been exhausted. Now, we go from there into something quite a bit different from what my first impression of this chapter was. The next section is entitled How to Practice Being Just, and then after that, The Secret Benefits of Justice. Now, what basically Maimonides said, you know, I must be a genius because it's been my philosophy for a long time, and that is listen to what everybody has to say unemotionally, number one, and number two, don't always think that you're the prettiest baby in the nursery, because you know what, man? Ed, there are a lot of pretty babies in the nursery. In our society today, he goes on and he talks about the divisiveness that is rampant in our society right now. And he said, just think what would happen if the two sides didn't necessarily have to believe in each other, but they were willing to talk it out as opposed to calling each other names. I mean, that would eliminate things like that terrible, terrible situation with the latest member of the Supreme Court, you know, having to drag his family in, listen to some of those totally inappropriate questions that the angry Democrats ask. What if they just said, you know, we kind of want to look at your point, we kind of want to look at the evidence, we don't want to say things that we don't know are necessarily true. That's very, very important. If we simply listen to what other people have to say and then try to either reach a compromise, if that is at all possible, number one, or number two, simply listen to what they have to say and then very, very calmly explain your particular point. Boy, I tell you, we would not have the BS that's going on in our country right now if we did that. What do you guys think? I'm not getting a whole bunch of comments on the blog on these particular editorials, and that's why I'm going to do a couple more today. Thank you very much for asking me to do this, Ed. I've gained more from this than anybody thought I ever would.